Please sit down, please. I think I first came across the name of Bishop King when I was a teenager. And when I was a student, I read a book about him, a life of him, which laid out all the different ways in which he had really become part of the life of this part of the country. And ever since then, he's certainly been one of my great heroes, and it's a rather special pleasure to be able to come and celebrate the centenary of his death in this particular place with the foundation stone outside and feel that what mattered to him still matters in the church now. And what did matter to him? I think the short answer is that what mattered to him was God and people. Now, it may seem that that's what ought to matter to every bishop and every priest, and indeed every Christian. But just occasionally you wonder, as you look at the church as it's been across the centuries. God mattered to Bishop King. He prayed hard. He led a simple life so that he wasn't distracted from his prayer and his service of God. And he wanted the priests that he helped to train when he was a college principal, he wanted them to take God seriously as well. He wanted God to matter to them. And so he was one of those people who most deeply encouraged clergy to have a pattern to their lives, a rhythm in their prayer, to be disciplined about it so that they were day by day just coming back to be with God again and again and again. And his own example suggests that if you come back to God again and again and again in prayer, day after day, that actually helps you take people seriously, at a new depth, with a new energy. It must have been quite a culture shock for Edward King to come from Oxford and the almost rural environment of Oxford in those days to Lincolnshire, to a county not only with enormous agricultural land of a different kind from what he'd been used to, but also at that time, a great centre of industry, railways and brickmaking, not to mention the fishing industry and all the rest of it. And one of the things that comes across very clearly as you look at King's life is how absolutely seriously he took all those communities. He believed they deserved the best. He believed they deserved the best from him, the best energy that he could give, the best care and love he could offer. He believed they deserved the best from a society that wasn't terribly interested in them a lot of the time. That's why he spent the time with the brickmakers and the railway workers and the fishermen and the criminals in prison too, a great feature of his ministry. Everybody deserved the best. People mattered to him. He was one of those who, in his time, helped people think again about what the real work of a bishop was and the real work of a priest and the real work of the church. One of those absolutely necessary people in the life of the church who reminds the church what it's meant to be doing. And so here we are today in this remarkable building with all that's been done to it, demonstrating to the world that the church is still a community of people to whom God matters and other people matter. That's what this is all about. Here we have the messages all around us that God matters, that God deserves the space where people can come and discover a new world in worship, can simply give themselves joyfully to God, can praise and love God, and be quiet with God, perhaps most important of all. This tells us God matters. And all around, and I've been upstairs and looked around, all around are the signs that people matter and that people deserve the best. The signs that the church is there to help people live lives more fully, more freely, have access to what gives them some ability to give a bit of shape to their lives. It's all there, all around us. And that's exactly how it should be. Here at the heart, the signs that God matters. All around, what flows from that, the signs that people matter. And that's where we all need to be, somewhere in the middle of our lives, letting God matter, giving the quiet, the attention to God that allows something to grow in us that's different and new. And that showing that as we go about our business, day after day, showing that people matter because of that. And all of that is simply because at the heart and the beginning of our Christian faith is the person to whom God matters and people matter in a really unique way. Jesus of Nazareth is somebody to whom God matters so much that there isn't a corner of his life where God isn't at work. And he's a person to whom people matter so much that every moment of his life is a giving of hope, healing, and forgiveness to people around him. In his life and his death and his resurrection, he changed the landscape. He changed the terms of reference for the human race. Ever since then, his friends have gathered around him, not around his memory, but around his living presence amongst them, to be called back to that vision, letting God matter, letting people matter. The great holy people, like Edward King, live out that vision which began with Jesus Christ. And we do our best. We stumble along a bit. We don't make a brilliant show of it all the time. But we know where the centre is. We know what our job is. We support each other in that task, nudging each other in the ribs from time to time, saying, hey, remember, God matters. People matter. And together, with the help of God's Holy Spirit who inspires the great saints like Bishop King, we show the world that sign. A world made new, the horizons expanded, the new creation, as the Bible calls it. That's why we say thank you to God, not only for Jesus Christ, but for his saints and his servants across the century, and not least for Edward King.